Nancy Berry joins us this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
We got the first home football game coming up. Obviously, you've seen a traffic plan. We hope it works.
We do hope it works.
But one of the things that's neat is they did get Penberthy Street opened
we
up.
We did. Yeah. And that's going to, congrats to all of us for getting that open, which now connects George Bush and Luther Street. And that'll help with the north-south connection.
I hope so. Which is interesting because, again, the kinds of roads that we make into feeder roads or major thoroughfares has a lot to do with what happens.
Oh, absolutely.
To a city in the future. You know, we can go back and talk about Appomattox and had it been pushed through in College Station, how traffic flow would be different. This is something. You know, another street is Munson. I mean, can you push Munson through? Is that possible for that to go over to University Drive if you wanted to do that?
I don't think so. I think it would go through, you know, the hotel back there.
No, okay. Yeah, that's right. They are. They're putting a hotel in back through there. Yeah.
I think that would be an impediment.
Yep. Well, that's, but again, major. Yeah. Wait, the hotel people.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that very much.
And then there's those townhomes on Lincoln.
No, that's right. Now they do have townhomes on Lincoln. They do. That's right. So well, there was a time.
Little demo stuff.
Yeah, there was time when you could have done that. It would have been all right. The have you got a chance to tour the inside of Kyle Field? Is the chancellor?
I have not.
You? Okay,
so Thursday.
I'm.
What?
They're doing a press, and I don't know if dignitaries, but we're being given a tour on Thursday.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Oh, I might have to tag along. Get my press credentials.
Bring a camera.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, does my phone count?
Yeah, bring the mayor in for that. But anyway, you're going to the game, right?
I am.
Yeah. You've had your first hearing on e-cigs. And
yes.
I got a chance to watch that. You know, I didn't ask the listeners to rise up. I really don't like this. I don't want it to happen. You and I just disagree about this, and I understand that. But now after you've had that, and I think generally the only people who spoke before council kind of had a vested interest one way or the
Absolutely.
Other, right? So general public, you really didn't hear from anybody.
We have not heard from them. Blanche Brick, Councilwoman Brick, has just posted a blog on the e-cigarettes, so I encourage the listeners to go read it on the CSTX.gov blog post website.
Based on anything that you heard as one member of council, is there any kind of a change that you would like to make from what that original proposal was?
Well, I'm still very concerned that children under 18 not smoke it, not be able to possess it, buy it. And the ordinance as proposed is to ban it where regular cigarettes are banned. But the business owners who came and spoke have a vested interest and they want to have it in their bar. And it may be that we do an exception for bars, you know.
Well, it does seem to be one of the things that was brought up is there's a social aspect to
yes.
this. There's not any doubt about that. I don't know. I haven't been around e-cigs that much. I know that when I smoked, had I realized that it offended people that much, then I would have smoked in a different place. But then again, I still think the marketplace needs to be able to decide that. If you're, you know, if you're in Northgate and you want to go to this place and they allow it and another place doesn't, then you make your choice by voting with your pocketbook.
True enough.
And
I think that may be the way council's going to go.
Sure.
We don't want to be detrimental to anybody's business.
Yeah.
The gentleman who spoke actually provides the vapor, the hooker vapor,
mm-hmm.
As an amenity to his bar.
So it's free of charge.
It's free of charge.
Yeah. Which is an interesting marketing deal.
Yeah.
I would think. So tonight's the first first tax rate public hearing.
Correct.
Have you gotten feedback about this?
Have not.
Not a word.
Not to me.
Interesting. Okay, because again, and maybe it'll happen tonight, but that's, you know, we encourage people to either support or you know, be against it, but be in touch with your elected officials.
Absolutely.
That's what you're there
if
for.
If you have an opinion, I'd love to hear it.
Chimney Hill, do we know what the
Chimney
situation
Hill
is there?
Chimney Hill looks like it's going to close the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on schedule. There's a sign out for leasing availability, so it's on schedule.
And what do you know as far as permanent police chief? Have you heard anything about that?
No, I think we're Kelly Templin's just kind of waiting to see how that goes.
Okay, and then same thing as far as Director of P&Z?
We have a director of planning. That's Lance Sims.
Oh, okay. That's right. Lance, he was in here last week. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew he looked familiar.
He's a permanent director.
I knew he looked familiar. Okay. What else you got for us?
Well, I want to tell you the elections are coming up, and Friday is the first day to apply for a ballot by mail. And early voting will run from October 20th through the 31st. We had drawings for place on the ballot, and both our incumbents will be first listed.
Okay.
They draw for, they put the number one and two in a little coffee mug. And
wow, how very official.
They pick it out, and whoever gets one is on top, and whoever gets two is...
Is number two.
Is number two, and that's the way it works. So as it turns out, Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz will be number one in...
Okay.
On the spot.
Gotcha. Do you know when Lance was named as a permanent director? I'm just curious. Been a while?
Mm-hmm. 2 months ago, maybe?
Yeah. I don't keep up.
Apparently.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I set myself up for that. Okay, so you going to the football game this weekend?
I am.
Okay. And I understand you have a star running back in your family, huh?
I do.
Now you quit being mayor for a minute, you can be a grandma. Okay.
Okay. Well, my grandson, who's 10, played... in a 9- and 10-year-old football game this Saturday in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And he plays both ways, running back and outside linebacker.
Attaboy!
Yeah. And they play full pads. They had three referees.
Oh, wow.
They had an announcer in the booth.
Oh, man.
I mean, they played at a local high school. It was big time. Anyway, he broke two 60-yard runs for touchdowns, and then he scored the point after. So it was Connor 13 and the other team 12. He accounted for all the points. So we had the star running back in the family.
Now, and so, and of course, your son works for ESPN.
Yeah.
So is he going to get that game televised? Is that it? Is there going to be an ESPN truck there next time?
And the thing is, the game was Sunday, and that's the day Matthew works.
Oh, okay. You know,
so it's actually the only game of the year Matthew is going to get to see.
Well, I'm glad he was able to be there.
Yeah,
for that.
We were too.
That's cool. All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.